While social service agencies struggle to deliver meals to people in need, Caribou Musher Hannah Lucas and her team of sled dogs are taking matters into their own hands. They are dropping off food and supplies to older residents trying to avoid contracting COVID-19. Speaking by phone from Caribou, Lucas says she was motivated to help out after she noticed how elderly customers were shopping in town.
I work at a local Circle K, and I noticed that mostly elderly were coming in and just buying, like, half a gallon of milk, fruit, or eggs, and I really wanted to minimize their exposure while, like, this pandemic is going on. People come in and just buy a small coffee or something like that, and I really just wanted to minimize their time outside of their homes.
And when Maine Public first reached out to you, your voicemail was full. What is the response that you've gotten as word has come out that you are bringing people food via dog sled?
I'm constantly getting calls. I'm probably going to be missing calls while we're on the phone. We're starting to get booked out into Friday and Saturday now. Everyone seems to be, like, really thankful whenever we get there or, like, get to the trail entrance. They're all really excited to see the dogs, and the dogs are really excited and, like, barking and yelling and stuff because of new people.
Could you describe to me what a delivery looks like, you know, start to finish?
So basically, like, I want to minimize my contact as much as I can. I usually get everyone's delivery order, and I go to the store and buy everything all at one time. And then we just arrange the stops to their houses in an order to where we get as close to our house whenever we finish up. When we go to meet with somebody, it's usually at, like, a local business where the trail opens up to, like the Polaris or where the Burger King was or the Burger Boy, places like that. My handlers, my fiance David and my roommate and handler, Wyatt Joyner, they'll wait with the teams of dogs while I walk out to the trail entrance closer to whichever business we happen to be meeting at. And I'll set the groceries down on the ground and step back and let them go through their groceries, make sure that everything is in there. Usually we'll talk for a little bit, but I haven't been, I've really been trying to, like, minimize the contact.
So what compelled you to make this part of your regular routine during this time?
Well, like, part of it was, like I said, seeing all of the people that were coming into the Circle K just to buy, like, small amounts of groceries. And I'm out every day that the conditions outside are okay enough just to get my dogs exercise and train them for the next racing season. So I figured while I'm out there, I might as well be doing what I can to help out.
And what do you want people to get out of this other than food?
I don't want things to get worse than it already is, so that people can actually stay home and not venture outside and come into contact with more people.
And that's Hannah Lucas, a musher from Caribou, who's using her dogs to deliver groceries during the pandemic. We spoke in the afternoon before she left on another run with the hope that she would return home by 10 that night.